You're listening to SBS News.
Corey Gretsch is a Kamilaroi man who grew up in Sydney's Newtown. The 40-year-old has spent his career in commercial kitchens and is now turning those culinary skills to helping Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people impacted by flooding in northern New South Wales, particularly residents of Cabbage Tree Island.
There's a community of around about nearly 100 housing, which would be around about 300-400 people. No electricity, no access to food, so we plan on heading up there. We're going to create little packs for the community, so 10 sausage rolls, 10 coffees, and we'll pretty much just feed as many of that community as we can.
It's been a busy week for the former cafe owner, who's working in collaboration with a commercial bakery in Sydney's south, producing more than 1,500 sausage rolls ready for delivery this weekend to Lismore.
It's been a few pretty heavy days worth of work, but it'll be nothing on my end compared to what they're going through.
It's estimated more than 36,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are impacted by the flooding in New South Wales. The Cabbage Tree Island community on Bundjalung country near Lismore is among the worst affected, with every home inundated. Local resident Quinina Waters explains.
Heartbreaking. This was my grandfather's house.
Oh, okay.
It was passed down to me, so never in, you know, in the 22 years, you know, I've never seen it like this in my whole entire life that I've been alive. It's heartbreaking.
There are forecasts homes could take years to repair or rebuild, as Chris Binge, CEO of the Jali Aboriginal Land Council, told NITV this week.
Based on one engineer's brief assessment, we are bracing for the worst, which is obviously replacement of every home on the island because of the infrastructure. We've lost our health post, our community centre, our playgroup, our school, our farm sheds and also our work sheds in relation to the Aboriginal art groups that happened on our community. So those things we can actually say right now that they are definitely gone. But the housing structure is where the bigger concern is at the moment, to which as of yesterday we could pretty much assure that most of those structures are now deemed unsafe or not well enough to go back to.
It's that level of damage that's motivated Indigenous businesses to pitch in. Lachlan McDaniel is backing Corey's food drive through Native Foodways, a business he co-founded.
When we saw what was happening up in Lismore, we wanted to help out. He reached out and said, could we somehow collaborate in providing some hot meals to go up to these communities while they're doing the cleanup? We were lucky enough to get some sponsorship from some Sydney businesses.
It's not their first collaboration. Lachlan and Corey work closely helping Indigenous growers get their fair share of the booming bush food market, as Lachlan explains.
Provenance is a huge issue when it comes to native foods. So majority of macadamias are grown out of Australia. Majority of lemon myrtle is grown in Malaysia and China, with no obvious connections to Indigenous communities at all. So it creates a huge challenge. The Australian native food industry is worth $1 billion. Our goal is to make sure that Indigenous communities get a fair and reasonable proportion of the profits that are being generated.
Through his business, Meat Brothers, Corey uses native ingredients that are locally grown, helping to support a broader Indigenous economy.
We make a range of pastries with bush food flavours. We've got kangaroo chilli pie, chicken lemon myrtle pie. We do a chicken lemon myrtle sausage roll.
For this weekend, though, his focus is on delivering hot food to many who've lost so much.
As an Aboriginal business, we try to make sure that we give back in some way.
Natalie Armat, SBS News.